fabulous guitar of the late, great Paul Kossoff from his one and only proper solo album, Backstreet Crawler. It's a nice little jam. Actually, it's an extract from a really long jam with John Martin, the Scottish guitar player. And they actually found the best 5 minutes of it. The long one is interesting, but it wanders around. They're searching, but that 5 minutes or so, they really pulled it together. Soulful guitar playing from Kossoff. Tragic figure if there ever was. It's 4 o'clock. Wow, did pretty well hitting that. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. That last big chunk went out to Pete Gifford. He's dialing in, and was excited when he saw what I might be playing. So got it right up front loaded it. Now I can go to the pub and have another beer. No, the pub's closed. Hope he stocked up the fridge. KGLT is supported by State Farm Insurance Agent Sarah Schofield. Insurance and financial solutions to help you with life's good days and bad days. In Livingston at 125 East Calendar Street by phone 222-1000 and on the web at sarahschofield.com. And the Community Food Co-op, supporting our community. Our co-op Apple a Day donates 10 cents of every bulk apple sold to a different nonprofit. Online at boza.coop, located 908 West Main or 444 East Main in Bozeman. Something just came back up. They're trying to do some work here on our network cables, apparently. So I'm keeping an eye on the computer. If it goes up in smoke, I'm supposed to tell them. Fair enough. Let's see where I'm going to start here. Okay. You know, I collect records, and sometimes I buy things and then think, well, maybe I don't need this, and I've traded them off. I did a big trade in 85 that removed a lot of stuff I'd gathered in the previous almost 15 years, 10 years or so. And in retrospect, a few of them I want back, so I've been gathering stuff up. And this band is one of them, and they're called Hookfoot, and they're most notable for having been Elton John's early studio band. And the records on their own are pretty good. Caleb Quay is quite the talent. He actually put out a psychedelic single, Caleb, as Caleb. And I think he's still around. I know a friend of ours said they went down to the city park somewhere in New York or Philadelphia or something, and there's somebody playing in the park, and it was Caleb Quay, of all people. So check this out. This little set ties together a couple of related things. I remember which one I'm supposed to push. This one. This is Hookfoot from their debut album.
Changes. The piano's gone.
Moses, I have been deceived. Something blocking my feet. Finally, And I could clearly see the slab of engraved marble just staring up at me. Ah, you imagine my surprise. Well, I thought I'd left it at home, but there's no doubt I'm sitting on mine.
Thank you.
That's brand new from Wilco, the big Yankee Foxtrot Hotel box set. Like I said, I just got it. So I played that song because I know the title, Venus Stop the Train. They didn't use it on the album. They handed it over to Jay Bennett when he left, and he put out a version on one of his own albums using the fuller backing track with Wilco on it. And that fit in the singer-songwriter set I was doing there. Let me explain. I was started off with Hookfoot, great session group, Caleb Quay, from their debut album, you heard Nature's Changes, sort of the British folky country rock sound. And it works, and followed that up with a guy named Michael Gatley, and I tried looking him up and could find nothing about him. He put out two albums in 1972. That was the first, you heard a song from the first one, Gatley's Cafe, and that was produced by Al Kooper from Blood, Sweat, and Tears and such. In England, with Hookfoot backing him, as well as Paul Kossoff on guitar, who you heard a little earlier. And I've had that album since the early 70s, probably soon after it came out, because it didn't sell. And I just filed it away because it had those musicians on it. And this last summer, a discussion on a group I belong to, Terrascope Online, they were talking about that very same record, Hook, because they're big fans of Hookfoot. And they mentioned Gatley's Cafe, and I said, hey, you know, they said how hard it is to find in England. And I said, I know where there's two of them, cheap. down at the Wax Museum, Kels had a couple in the used bins, and I went in to go nab them, and he had just marked them down. So my English friends made out like bandits, got them really cheap. I think I just charged them postage to get two copies, and I made two of my good friends really happy with copies of that album. And it's nothing like I expected. I don't know what I expected, but Michael Gatley has a high voice and sings very poppy songs, sort of love songs and stuff. And if you looked at the cover, you would think he was a redneck country rocker. No, he's a sweet, soulful singer. And the whole album's great. And you can find it around. Keep looking. Gatley's Cafe, Michael Gatley, if you like those sounds. There you go. I'm thrilled. When I put it on the other day, I was knocked out. I couldn't believe it had been sitting in my collection nearly 50 years, unheard. And so most copies you find are never been played. So buy one now. Then you heard of Elton John. He was the inspiration for all those guys. Hookfoot was his backing band. And obviously Michael Gatley was probably considered a Elton John sound-alike possibility. But the label he got signed to doomed his career before he even got a chance, Janus Records. That Elton John album, that was actually his second album. He had done one more before that in England, which is really good. And I saw him right around that time, 1970. So he was touring that first album. He had done a big showcase in L.A. and then did a tour. And I saw him opening for the Kinks. And it was spectacular, just with his bass player and drummer. He really did it. You know, he was, yeah, and you have to remember, and you probably don't, Elton John was pitched to us as the English Randy Newman. Now think about that, because Randy Newman was at the time was a cult artist. He hadn't had the novelty hits Short People and Rednecks and all that stuff. He was a serious songwriter in England. They really went for him. People like the Animals and Alan Price and a lot of other people, Man for Man, they covered Randy Newman way before he got any big traction in the States. Oh, there you go. Singer-songwriter story. Was there more? Yeah, Procol Harum from their debut album. You heard Something Followed Me. I thought that sort of fit. Nice guitar from Robin Trower on that, speaking of guitar players. And finishing up with Wilco. It's 4:30. I felt good. I've been thinking about those songs. I've been hauling around those first two albums for weeks trying to get them on the turntable. It all worked out. Seemed to fit the mood today. So thanks for your patience and going along for the ride.
The Montana State University Chapter of Engineers Without Borders invites you to Jubilee 2022, Saturday, October 15th, at the Emerson Center for the Arts. Jubilee 2022 features a dinner and live music, plus auctions in support of EWB's summer project in Africa. Since 2004, Engineers Without Borders has been working with the Kenyan community of Kwisero, developing water and sanitation facilities in local schools. Jubilee 2022, 5:30 p.m., Saturday, October 15th, at the Emerson Center in Bozeman. There's more information and required RSVP at ewbmsu.org/jubilee.
Yes, well, there must be a bunch of things I need to tell you. The 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Matt Brewing Company. The Tap Room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on tap and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. And Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. I think I need to pick it up a little bit.
Thank you. yard. Going to the barber shop, gonna have them do me up. Gonna get clean for my little buttercup. Dusty, dusty, dusty. Sisters, brothers, uncles, crazy child. Wow!
Satisfied. this is the end.
Fabulous B.B. King from 71 years ago, 1951, 3 o'clock blues. Yikes. That's pretty rusty. Nice. I've realized my B.B. King collection, especially the early part of it, was lacking. I had one greatest hits, and I finally picked up the Live at the Regal. But it was made aware to me there was a big giant box set, four discs, chock full of B.B. King, looks like. Probably 25 songs on each 100 songs of his early career. He recorded a lot, and it's mostly all good. I have a couple old scratchy singles, and that sort of frustrated me. One that I picked up that was really good had a skip in it, so I decided go digital. You know, nothing wrong with that. Yes, what did I do there? Heard Albert King before that from his album Born Under a Bad Sign, and you can hear Booker T and the MGs on the doing the backing of that Al Jackson drum fill he does right towards the end. Is just spectacular. One of the all-time great pocket drummers ever. He made it clear you don't have to play much, you just have to play the right notes. There's a fantastic video, and I can't suggest it enough. It's a Staxful review in Oslo, and it's Sam and Dave and Otis Redding, Eddie Floyd, Booker T, Marquise, and just watching them, it's just mind-blowing. They're just playing so together. Fantastic. What else? Donna Dewey, Don Sugarcane Harris. He played here with a crazy band called Tupelo Chainsex. And he did a lot in this time. And those early specialty sites are totally rocking. And Righteous Brothers. I didn't realize that was a live album. I was sure I had a studio version of Little Latin Loopy-Loo. Now I'm not sure where it is. I looked hard for another version. But great song. Great band. Hard to explain. White soul singers that did some great stuff with Phil Spector, and then sort of slipped into a more pop vein, and then broke up, of course. You know, they're not really brothers, so they had a falling out. But a great band. I always loved them. They were big in the early 60s. You'd see them a lot on Shindig and all those TV shows. Good fun times for a young boy. I think I have the next set ready. Yes, okay, I just have to make sure. I was trying to do about three things at once. That's the way you do it here on the radio. You can't do it one at a time, or you'll get caught out. You'll run out of time. And,
On Wednesday, October 5th, the Bozeman Film Society presents Official Competition at the Ellen Theater. A billionaire businessman decides to make a film to leave his mark. To do so, he hires the best, a stellar team formed by a famous filmmaker and two renowned actors, all enormously talented but with even bigger egos. It's a lampoon of pretentiousness, starring Penelope Cruz and Antonio Banderas. Tickets are available online at bozemanfilmsociety.org. Official Competition, 7 p.m., October 5th, at the Ellen Theater in Bozeman.
Keep them flickering.
Oh, that sounds good. I have to get out of the house and go see that. I got out of the house the other day. I have a nice stereo up in the living room where we listen to music. And the other day I built a nice little cart, because we end up with records and CDs scattered on the couch and on the floor and on top of things, just not working. So I built a cart, like it's like a record store shelf with some space underneath for overstock. And it just changed our listening habits completely, because I can stack a few records up and spin through them, and then they get put away carefully. They don't pile up on the couch or anything. A lot of new stuff comes through the house, and it needs to be reviewed before it gets filed. So I decided that since I'd done that, I needed a better stereo in the basement. I have a turntable down there in the library studio, but it's sort of jerry-rigged up through my recording studio, and I didn't want to keep turning all the gear on just to listen to the record. So I hooked up a receiver, and the combination on paper looked really good, but it buzzed like crazy, and I just thought, this won't do. So I marched down to our friends Artie Artisan and asked them to hook me up. And they like to sell the big systems. I wanted something small, and they could accommodate me. That was really fine. But it just reminded me, all through my life, I've always had a good turntable. Maybe my amp and speakers weren't the best, but I realized right away a good turntable is most essential, and you can get some nice gear for. It's not cheap anymore. The things you buy cheap are cheap. But if you spend a little bit of money, you can get set up. And the stuff they have, the fancy gear, is mind-blowing. I can't even get started on that. It looks like a robot or something you'd send into outer space. I don't know. But it seems to work really well. But low-end. So I'm really excited. I'm waiting for my special orders to come in and get set up. Because in the mornings when I'm pulling my show, I'd like to be able to flip on records and give them a quick listen, make sure I know what I'm doing. So I'm excited. New stereo for Ron. And it's the first new gear I realized. I haven't bought new equipment since late 70s. That's right. Before I moved here. Since I've lived in Bozeman, I've survived on used and pawn shop gear. And that's the way it goes. It's fine for me, as long as it's not mean on my records. And I explained to the nice salesman at the shop, I'm a record collector, not a hi-fi guy, a record collector. So bear with me, because that's how I work. I want to spend my money on records, not on some super-duper Macintosh high-end deal. If that's what you want and you have the space for it and the money, do it.
It's just that I'm right. I don't want to be tied down every day and every night. Now I've got an indication. I'll hold out against sensation. I know that if I really try, I think I can hold out. If you think la 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 got me on the wrong, la 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 la, maybe right, but I won't be the one to settle down. Now I've got an indication. I'll hold out against sensation. I know that if I really try, I think I can hold out.
But if I can't hold out, keep away from you,
I can see it happening.
I will be with you.
If it happens,
la 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 la,
all I can do,
la 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 la,
realize that
you have won and it's no use to fight. Now I've got an indication. I'll hold out against sensation. I know that.
Thank you. have I done for you to mistreat me this away? I've been left out of everything, each and every way. I'm just a young man trying to do my very best, but all my girl gives me is unhappiness.
I got to laugh halfway off my heel. I gotta know.